And welcome back. One of the most colorful and inspirational holiday events in our town is the annual Bach Society of St. Louis Christmas Candlelight Concert. In fact, BBC Magazine calls it one of the top holiday events in North America. This year's concert is next Tuesday at Powell Hall. It's a full program and comes as the organization is promoting its new Christmas CD, Joy to the World. Joining me in studio, Melissa Payton, Executive Director and Principal Singer of the Bach Society of St. Louis. Dennis Sparger is its Music Director and Conductor. Thank you both so much for being with us.
Great to be with you.
Thank you for having us.
Well, are you ready for Tuesday?
Oh, we are. Yes. We have two more rehearsals to go, and everything should fall perfectly into place.
I'm sure it will. It always does. But Melissa, this comment from the BBC magazine is really quite striking. The best event, or one of the best events in North America.
We were thrilled when we heard the news. Some of the greatest orchestras and symphonies in North America, not even in the U.S., were featured in that issue, and it included the Bach Society of St. Louis. So what an honor for us.
Yes. As one of the top 20.
Top 12, yes.
Wow.
Well, yeah, that's terrific. I wonder how many there are. There are probably a great
hundreds
many.
Hundreds and thousands.
Hundreds and thousands.
God. Just look in our own town alone.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about the program on Tuesday night. Dennis, I'll start with you. We can look forward to Handel's Messiah. Amongst other things.
Yeah, there's kind of a format for our Christmas Candlelight Concert, and that is on the first half, you know, we tend to do something that's a little more classically oriented, something by Bach or Handel or Mendelssohn, has a Christmas theme to it. And then on the second half, we open with the candlelight procession, which people just loved to witness, and then go on for a whole series of familiar carols. This year, of course, Handel's Messiah, the Christmas portion, is the big part of the first half. And performing with us are soprano Sari Gruber, mezzo-soprano Martha Hart, who's also the head of the voice department at Webster University, and Scott Kennebec is the tenor. And Scott, of course, is the executive director of Cathedral Concerts and is, you know, the chief singer at the Archdiocese and the Cathedral Basilica of St. Louis.
Melissa, I'm sure you're going to be part of the program.
I am. I can't wait. It's my favorite concert of the season.
Tell me something about performing with a group like this in a setting like Powell Hall and with the optics of the evening.
So I'll tell you, every time I've been singing with the chorus since 2003?
That 2004. Sounds right. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And every time after this concert, we finish up and I am just filled to the brim. As a performer, as a singer, to be able to stand on stage and sing at the top of your lungs some of your favorite Christmas carols and being able to perform in this beautiful ambience of Powell Hall for 2,600 people, it's just the most fun as a singer. And I am definitely, I'm not only the executive director, but my first love is singing, so.
Well, of course, you have the opportunity to look at the audience while you're singing. Dennis,
and I don't.
You don't.
I know. Yeah.
But I can see the excitement on all the faces of the singers, and that tells me as we're connecting.
I think we've talked about this before in previous conversations, but and conducting, you do have a sense of how the audience is reacting, not only by looking at the singers, mm-hmm. but you sense it otherwise as
well. Oh, yes, yeah. And in those brief moments when you do turn around to bow to the audience, you connect with a lot of faces in the meantime, and you're fed by their smiles and, you know, the goodwill that they send out to you. So it makes a difference, I think, when you turn back around to the performers and dig in for the next piece.
Melissa, you've got some kids there with you, some youngsters, the children's chorus.
Yes, yeah. They are just the most adorable little things. They get up on stage and they sing all of their songs from memory, the sweetest little faces, and we're excited to be singing with them. They'll join us at the end for our couple of finale mm-hmm. pieces as well.
And this is the 40th anniversary year for the St. Louis Children's Choirs.
40 years already.
40 years, yeah.
Well, I understand that during previous candlelight concerts, which are all recorded, mm-hmm. you've made good use of some of that wonderful music, and we're going to enjoy some of that today.
Oh, that sounds terrific. Yeah.
That's your CD, is Joy to the World.
Joy to the World, yes. Just became available like a week or so ago. Yes. And can be ordered online through boxsociety.org or purchased at the concert.
Gee, this sounds an awful lot like a commercial.
It does, yes.
And you have used music from previous concerts to compile this.
We record every concert, and I started last January by reviewing 10 concerts and picked out 4 hours worth of really fine performances of carols and started thinning it down until we came up with the best 60 minutes we could find.
We have several clips here that we can use and give people a taste of Joy to the World. One of the selections I have noted here is What Child Is This? And I'm told that you have a story about that.
Well, I do. 2 years ago, my wife and I were attending a concert by the Ambassadors of Harmony. And in the midst of their Christmas concert, they'll have a few quartets that come out to sing. And Vocal Spectrum, which is one of the international award-winning quartets, sang this just incredible arrangement of What Child Is This? And I thought, wow, we'd sure love to do that. So I found out who arranged it. I contacted him and I said, I'd like to commission you to write a version for soprano, alto, tenor, bass instead of all men. And that composer, Gary Lewis, responded, yeah, sent it to us, and we performed it last year. And now we can hear a little bit of what it sounds like.
Let's do.
Thank you.
richness of sound is unmistakable. Yes. Yeah. Melissa, do you hear yourself when you...
Yes, I can pick my voice up. Do you hear me, Dennis?
Yeah, she better not.
I am really struck by the quality of the sound. I mean, that's a big hall.
But it's a wonderful chorus.
Yeah.
As the BBC Music Magazine tells you.
Absolutely. One of the top 20 in North America.
Yeah.
Let's listen to some more. What would you recommend? I've got a list here, but I want you guys to pick. We've got I Saw Three Ships, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, and Joy to the World.
Well, if Mary is ready for a God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, that's an arrangement by Barlow Bradford. He writes a lot of material for the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, and he takes the familiar tune, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, and puts it into all type of different meter changes. So as soon as you're tapping your foot, all of a sudden your foot is in the wrong place.
Uh-huh. Let's give a listen. Is quite different.
Thank you. And there you're hearing that very wonderful, lush, rich sound of the Bach Society Orchestra along with the chorus.
Melissa, give me some sense of, getting back to the program on Tuesday, give me some sense of what it's like to get ready for a concert like this in terms of just organizing it and deciding what to play and getting the singers together.
Well, Dennis has the hardest job in the world, taking old repertoire that we currently have in our library and then coming up with new and fresh pieces to perform for, you know, an ever-changing chorus. Sometimes we have people that come in and out. We do have a core of principal singers, but sometimes we have new singers and new talent every year. So he has the most challenging part, I would say, of all of us. It's a lot easier for us to learn the music than for him to decide the order and what's going to be best for us and for the audience, too.
When do you start on it, Dennis?
Usually a year ahead of time.
Of course.
That as this Christmas season winds down, I'll be looking at pieces. Actually, I've started already of making plans for next year. This morning, for example, I was still working and tinkering with our program in March to come up with the best possible course of, you know, introducing one piece after another to hold the audience's attention and to keep them moving through the concert.
When there is turnover, as Melissa has indicated, does that create problems for you? Is it easy to transition through various singers joining the group?
Oh, sure. I do my best to spargerize them as soon as possible. In some years, I'll pass out a little booklet that I've written to explain to singers what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And we work in the early rehearsals of doing vocal exercises that help bring singers into the fold. And with every rehearsal after that, we also continue to work on how we're creating this choral sound.
Melissa, obviously you want to get people into the tent. You want them to enjoy what you're doing as performers and what you're doing as an organization. But there are some people out there who might think that the Bach Society, it's elitist, it's not for me. I'm into a different kind of music. How do you get them in?
That is a good question. I think that's the beauty of this particular concert is there's a little bit for everyone. We have Handel's Messiah, which is a beautiful oratorio that many people will recognize, but then there's familiar carols. The audience gets to participate and sing a little bit. You see these adorable little children on stage. And, you know, despite everyone's preferences and what they like to hear and what kind of concerts they like to attend, I think that there's something really special about hearing a choir at Christmas time singing those familiar hymns that everyone loves.
I don't think there's any question about that. But Dennis, we have another clip that we can play from your Joy to the World
CD.
Well,
yeah, I think that we're queued up to listen to the opening track, Joy to the World. The arranger is Randall Bass. He wrote this for the Dallas Symphony, and we've performed it a couple of times.
Thank you.
Very powerful.
It is indeed, yes.
And done with so many beautiful voices as well.
And it's quite an effect to hear this live in the hall.
Well, I want to thank you both for being with us. Melissa Payton, Executive Director and singer with the Bach Society Chorus, and Dennis Barger. It's always a pleasure to talk to all of you and hear your music. It's just absolutely wonderful. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tuesday night, Powell Symphony Hall. Archived versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.